With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The Aspen Saturday Market is slated to come back June 20th. Alex Hager reports the only vendors allowed to participate will be selling agricultural and fresh baked goods.
Right now, there are about 40 vendors eligible to set up at the market. Aspen will consider changing rules throughout the summer, but likely won't allow vendors selling arts and crafts until the limits on gathering size go up to 250 people. Until then, stalls will be set up 8 feet apart on Hyman and Hopkins Avenues. If you want to shop, you'll have to enter from one side, and only 50 people will be allowed into the market area at a time. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Governor Jared Polis says he supports the reforms state lawmakers are advancing to prevent police brutality and racism. The state Senate has passed a bill that, among other things, bans chokeholds and requires officers to use body cameras. Polis praised the lawmakers from both parties for taking swift action on the issue.
This is another example of the collaborative spirit that I think shows what Colorado can do together and how we have more in common than what separates us.
Senate Bill 217 is a response to several days of large protests in Denver and around the nation that were triggered by the death of George Floyd. It now heads to the House for consideration. Carbondale's Mountain Fair is still on next month, but with some changes. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Carbondale's Mountain Fair typically draws hundreds to Sopris Park. Due to COVID-19, organizers say this summer's fair will bring festivities into individual neighborhoods instead. Carbondale Arts Executive Director Amy Kimberly says the adapted plan allows them to work with whatever current public health orders might be.
We live in such uncertain times. We wanted to be able to pivot at any moment without too much financial trauma, but we also want to really retain the spirit of connecting everyone, wherever they may be, that love Carbondale Mountain Fair.
Details are still being worked out, but the new format will include live musical performances that roll through town on trucks, neighborhood art competitions, and even a dog show. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
This week, the National Bureau of Economic Research announced that the U.S. economy officially entered a recession in February. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports the long-term effects could play out differently in cities versus rural areas.
During a pandemic, living in a more dense city is not an advantage. Still, according to Sankar Mukhopadhyay,
but on the back end, like when sort of the threat of the virus goes away, the threat of the pandemic goes away, cities will figure out a way to come back.
Mukhopadhyay is a professor of economics at the University of Nevada, Reno. He says as economies start to open up again, cities have an economic edge.
In general, cities are more diversified, and there is obviously more innovation going on, which makes the cities more resilient. That's why cities are cities, that they can essentially respond to more kinds of things, more kinds of disruptions.
Mukhopadhyay says that's not the case in many rural areas. That means small businesses or restaurants there may not bounce back. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
Backers of a proposed initiative to ban abortions in Colorado after 22 weeks of gestation have collected enough signatures to make the November ballot. The Secretary of State's office says the group collected more than 150,000 voter signatures to qualify. The proposal would make it illegal for anyone to perform an abortion when a fetus is at 22 weeks of gestation or later. It would allow abortions after that only if a woman's life is in danger. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.